Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South Africa, we read last week, on the brink of exiting this grey list, a designation that has made international transactions a whole lot more difficult and has raised concerns about financial oversight. But my question is, what does this mean for our economy, investor confidence and long-term financial stability? Let's take a look at all of that with Dr. Azar Jameen, leading economist. He's with Econometrics. Dr. Jameen, a very warm welcome to you. Always good to talk to you. Are you confident that this is going to happen?
Yes and no. I think thus far we've managed to deal with the easier tasks that were put for us to try and rectify, and the Financial Asset Task Force made it quite clear that they were satisfied that things such as oversight of beneficial ownership and the like were put into place. But the two remaining prerequisites to satisfy the authorities are easily the most challenging, and that is to investigate and prosecute people suspected of acting to launder money and to finance terrorist activities. And that's actually from the beginning been at the heart of the challenge that has been faced in regard to grey listing. I don't know exactly what is required from the authorities to prove this, to prove that they are capable and doing the sufficient work to investigate and prosecute money laundering and terrorist activities. But that is what is needed. If we do achieve that and comply with the requirements and satisfy the FATF by June this year, then there's a good chance that we'll be removed from grey listing in October. So the answer is, yes, we are making progress, but one cannot be convinced yet that we will satisfy enough of what is required.
And Azar, fundamentally, it's a law enforcement and political will issue now, and obviously the Financial Action Task Force is going to broach no compromise in this respect.
You're absolutely correct. The measures that have been taken thus far have been related to the National Treasury and financial institutions and oversight institutions. But the one that still needs to be addressed is law enforcement. And that has been a problem for many years and remains a challenge at present.
Azar, explain to us so far, and it's been a couple of years now, how much damage grey listing has done to foreign direct investment or the potential of foreign direct investment?
It's not a straightforward question to answer. One could look at it from a number of angles. The first is that the mere threat of us being removed from grey listing began seeing the rand depreciating significantly from around 15, 16 rand to the dollar to levels of around 18, 19 to the dollar through the course of 2022 and early 2023. And then in February 2023, when we were grey listed, the rand weakened still further, but that tended to coincide also, and not coincidentally, with the whole Lady R story where South Africa was accused of smuggling arms to Russia. So to the extent that the rand depreciated by some 10 to 15%, that caused inflation to be that much higher and prevented interest rates from declining a lot sooner than would otherwise have been the case. But since then, I don't know how much further damage has been inflicted by the grey listing. It is certainly acting as a deterrent for foreign investment, but whether it has exacerbated the damage that was done originally when the fears began surfacing of the grey listing, I'm not sure.
And Azar, test my thinking in this respect. It doesn't matter whether we're on a list or off the list. As far as international investment is concerned, for the foreseeable future, there are always going to be red flags about South Africa as a destination.
Jeremy, you're absolutely correct about the red flags remaining. And at the same time, to put it into perspective, we are not the only fairly significant emerging market to be on a grey list and to have these question marks surrounding the merits of investing in the country.
Azar, let's assume that we do get some good news. We make progress as far as the law enforcement equation is concerned, and we do exit the grey list. Would we see immediate tangible benefits?
The most immediate benefit would probably be in the form of an appreciation in the rand's exchange rate, which would result in slightly lower inflation and enhance the possibility of interest rate cuts. But I don't think it, in the same way as one cannot entirely isolate the damage that the grey listing did when it was announced, I'm not sure that one will be able to isolate the benefits that will accrue immediately should we be removed from the grey list. But from a longer term point of view, it is an important signal to investors, and from that point, that is why I think one should take it seriously, but within the right context.
And in that respect, is there anything that businesses or financial institutions can do to ensure that we don't slip back into that grey listing territory?
Well, the most obvious thing is to ensure that corrupt activities are nipped in the bud by all businesses, that they don't get involved with public authorities in contracts that will arouse suspicions. And I think that is the main thing. And it's quite a challenge when you've got businesses who are fairly corrupt from the very beginning.
And assume that we do stay on the list, and this is a final question for you. Businesses and South Africa generally, in terms of it being a viable investment destination, will continue to feel the pressure, won't we?
We will continue to feel the pressure. The most important is in respect of the administrative costs involved in trying to do business with South Africa. These have escalated. It's become more bureaucratic and more complicated to sign a deal on an international basis than it was before. And there is a cost involved in that.
Dr. Azar Jameen from Econometrics, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.